Hello, it's Fake Nukes Phil coming to you from deep inside Soviet States of America. And so I've been getting a lot of angry comments ever since I've reached a larger audience thanks to Jim Rizzoli. And he puts me on his channel, and I get a larger audience and people. So some people are saying that because I'm asking you to see the dead bodies in these events, because I'm not going to believe that they're real until I see a dead body. And neither should you, frankly. You don't believe, unless you see proof of a crime, then there's no reason for us to even entertain any of these other rabbit holes and go down all these other different rabbit holes. You got to ask the simple question first. It's like, was there even a crime committed? So, in some of these events, they don't show us any proof of a crime. They don't show us any proof of a dead body. And so, and people are getting really angry at me because I apply this to all these events. And one person said, "Well, Phil, even if we did show you the dead bodies, you still wouldn't be satisfied." And in a way, he was right. But it's Here's where we get into the weeds, right? Here's where the rubber meets the road. Frankly, like, let's go to the Pearl Harbor incident, for instance. Now they did give us some photos of dead bodies here, but well, let's take a look at it. Here's the famous one in Pearl Harbor. Let's expand it. How did he die? What did he get burned? Did he get hit by a piece of shrapnel? Because I don't see, and there's not, I don't see any burn marks on him. I don't see any hit all. I don't see any broken limbs. His neck is fine. His arm has not been broken. His leg doesn't look like it's been broken. I don't see a cause of death here. I don't. It looks like a guy put his feet in the water and laid down for a quick photo. And got right back up. Now, this is easily staged. This photo here is easily staged. And they said, "Well, Phil, you see, you're not satisfied. We give you a picture of a dead body, and you're not satisfied." Well, no, I'm not, because here's what we got. Let's go to Dresden. See, the Germans supplied us pictures of real death, right? And the Germans would get their camera straight right up close. See that? Right up close. Now you can see the skin has been peeled off back here. This woman has been subject to high heat. She burned in a incendiary attack when we dropped fire bombs on Dresden. The skin has been peeled off here. You can see a cause of death here. Okay, this is a real corpse. And if you can't tell the difference between a real corpse and someone who's just put his feet in the water and laid down for a quick photograph, well, then you're on the wrong channel. And then me and you will not see eye to eye. And so, just move on. Go back to Alex Jones, okay? I cater to the people who understand that a photo like this can be easily faked. Whereas a photo, like this, here's a, oops, here again, Dresden. Here again, the Germans, would put the, get a good, pretty clear shot. You can pretty much tell how these two boys died. They, obviously were, they were burned to death in a incendiary attack, because we dropped phosphorus bombs on Dresden. So we should see corpses like this by the dozens at Pearl Harbor, because they told us that the Japanese were using torpedoes to attack the naval base at Pearl Harbor, who, and Pearl Harbor, coincidentally, had been practicing drills for just this sort of thing for years prior to Pearl Harbor. Years. They had been practicing for drills, and then one day on December 7th, they did another drill, and they told the media it was a real event. But this time they actually blew up some old battleships that they didn't need anymore, like the Arizona, West Virginia, all these other old, obsolete battleships. The Navy thought, hey, well, let's get a propaganda value out of it. Let's do another one of our drills that we've been practicing all these years, and let's tell the media it's a real event. And of course, when you blow up your own battleships, you don't have to have anybody on board. There was nobody on board the Arizona when they scuttled it in Pearl Harbor. They just scuttled it. And that's all you ever saw from Pearl Harbor was just battleships blowing up. Well, that doesn't prove anything. That doesn't prove that any sailors were on board those battleships, because the Navy didn't show us any. They didn't show us this. The Navy took no zero pictures of the charred remains. The only people that can provide us proof of death are the Germans. The Germans are the ones who took real photographs of real death. Okay. So where else? What else did the Americans show us at Pearl Harbor? Let's take a look. Okay, so here we go. What is this? What is this? So you can see this car's been shot up. You know, maybe somebody took a Tommy gun to it and shot it up. And so you got a guy in a driver's seat here, and he's got his head slouched over. That's kind of a was he did he get hit by one of these bullets? Yeah, that's kind of an odd way to die when you're in the, you know, with your head is slouched over like this. No, that looks easily staged also. This is what the Americans do, right? They give us a photo like this, and it's supposed to, in some way, even compare remotely to a photo that the Germans would give us, say like this. Now this from the Germans show, what do you see there? You see a family that has been burned alive. This is the mother. This is the young child. This is maybe the 13-year-old brother, and this might be the 11-year-old brother, but they were huddling in a cellar, and they got cooked by an incendiary bomb that you Brits dropped on women and children in Dresden. You can see the cause of death here. You can see identifiable parts of the human anatomy. This is a human skull. The skin has been burned off, and this is real death. This is very tragic and very shocking. This, I don't know what this is. This, and you Americans are going to tell me that this is the same as that other photo I showed you. This is a guy sitting in a seat with his head slouched over. Easily staged. Easily. So that's what we got here. We got people who can't tell the difference between a staged event and a real event. So then we got, what's this? Here's another one from Pearl Harbor. Notice that the American photographer is keeping his distance and standing back, so he doesn't get the camera right up close to this. There's one corpse here. These four sailors are standing over one corpse. Why isn't the American photographer putting his camera right up close like the German? Because the German photographers, they put the camera right up close and get detailed photo of the dead body. But the American photographer is intentionally being deceptive here, because this is a staged scene. I don't know what's wrong with this guy. He looks like he's just laying down. It looks like his shirt is torn. I could lay down with my shirt torn, put my feet in the water, and have the photographer stand way back and not get much detail. This is easily staged. This photo here compares to this. Once again, two young boys in a cellar. Once again, the German photographer put the camera right up close. You can see identifiable parts of the human anatomy. You can see the lower part of the jaw here. You can tell that these boys have been baked alive from an incendiary attack in Dresden. You can see the cause of death. We would expect to see sailors baked alive at Pearl Harbor, but of course we have zero photos like that. The Germans have lots. Germans have lots of photos like that. Because the Germans are the only ones who can prove real death, right? The Americans cannot. So what else did they give us at Pearl Harbor? Oh, okay. Yeah. This is supposed to be proof of death. You got a pair of shoes here, and they got like a blanket over some a pair of shoes. Once again, the American photographer is being deceptive, because why doesn't he pull this blanket up and get an up close picture of this corpse? Because it has great propaganda value to take a picture of a dead sailor and say, "Look what the Japanese did to us." But you see, they're not doing that. It's like, because they were able to whip up the Americans into a frenzy without showing us any dead bodies. And then Americans were all saying, "Oh, remember Pearl Harbor? Oh, let's go kill those Japs." It's like, you didn't, n none of you Americans saw any real corpses at Pearl Harbor. You saw pictures like this. This doesn't prove nothing. It doesn't prove nothing. Go back to Dresden. There's that other one. Well, so we got this young woman here who was baked alive. You can see another victim back here, the skull. This is a real human skull back here. You can see her lower jaw here, identifiable parts of the human anatomy. This girl probably was like 18 or 19 years old. And so that's why her flesh remained, whereas this person back here was probably, maybe 70 years old. And that's why this person's skin burned off, because the skin is, as you get older, your skin gets thin. And so this was probably a 70-year-old person. That's why the skin is completely off. She was probably 18 years old. And so her skin withstood the inferno better than this other victim. But once again, you see the cause of death here, and the German photographer got straight up close and got the so that there would be no doubt, okay, that they're not faking it. This is not a mannequin. This is a real human being here. If you can't tell the difference, well, then you're on the wrong channel. Plain and simple. At Pearl Harbor, they showed us this. Some guy floating in the water, but I can't. He's in a jumpsuit, totally concealing, and they got this weird white thing on his head. You can't see his head. His entire body has been concealed. This is a mannequin. Yes, the Americans and British use mannequins. Then they put this jumpsuit on him and this white thing over his head so that you can tell that it's a mannequin. You say, Phil, they don't use mannequins. Well, you think what did the British do at during the London bombing? You guessed it. This is during the Blitz. They threw mannequins on the street. See that? You tell me they don't use mannequins? They absolutely do use mannequins. The Americans and the British use mannequins. Absolutely, they do. Here's another photo, another street. During the Blitz at London, they threw mannequins on the street. The British can't even supply us one photo of a dead body from the London Blitz. At least the Americans supplied us with like five photos of a dead body. But I mean, they're not convincing, right? I mean, these images, here's a guy who was injured at Pearl Harbor. They brought him to a hospital. He's just kind of kicking back. It looks like he's smoking a cigarette here. I don't know. He's like, looks like he's bored, because they're doing a drill, and so he's pretending to be one of the injured people, and they're during this drill. He looks bored, and he's just kind of laying down, pretending to be an injured person. And unlike, that's not like at Dresden, where you had real corpses. Here's a room full of people that try to get shelter in a cellar, and they all just got cooked. See, the sellers didn't give any protection during an incendiary attack. Unlike at England or in London, when they all took shelter in the tube and the subway and provided some protection. That's because the Germans were not dropping incendiaries on London. Plain and simple. Wasn't happening. The only ones who dropped incendiaries on civilian populations were the Allies. And again, what you don't see at Pearl Harbor is the rows of bodies during a real mass casualty event. You'll lay the bodies out in rows and get a quick identification on them because you're going to have to build a funeral pyre to dispose to and light it on fire because you got to dispose of the bodies because there's disease spreading. So, if you don't know the difference between a real photo of a dead body and if you don't understand what the Americans and British do, the Americans and British use mannequins and they are deceptive in their photography, whereas the Germans, here's a young girl who's burned alive. The Germans would get their camera up close and take a detailed photo. Here's the funeral pyre. Did they build one of these at Pearl Harbor? Did they build one of these during the London Blitz? No, because both the events were fake. Pearl Harbor was a drill, and the London Blitz was a drill. This is not a drill. This is a real horrific war crime. Okay? This is not a drill. So, maybe I clarified the issue a little bit. Feel free to stick around if you want. If you want to hate me, I don't, go ahead, hate me. But I'm targeting a certain audience, the audience that knows the difference between a real dead body and the fake dead body. And for those people, welcome to stay. And let's go on this journey together and let's try to expose these liars. And I think we got them checkmated. We got the royal flush in our hand, and we can call their bluff now because we know their mistake, what they did. Because you see, in 1940, the British were unaware of how bloody the war was actually going to be, because it was going to turn into the deadliest mass murdering war the humanity's ever seen. And so when they did their little hoax at the London Blitz, they didn't think they needed photos of dead bodies, because it's like, but as the war progressed and as the Germans took hundreds of photos of all these dead bodies in all these German cities, it becomes painfully obvious that the Brits never took a single photo of a dead body. And so that mistake has come back to haunt them, and the Brits can't go back and do a redo. Okay? You can't. You've already submitted your evidence for the London Blitz, and it's painfully lacking. Because the Germans provided good evidence, and the Americans did the same thing at Pearl Harbor. They didn't provide enough. We should have hundreds of photos of dead bodies at Pearl Harbor. Hundreds. I mean, they gave us five stage photos. So that's what they did. They started the war on those two events, the London Blitz and the Pearl Harbor, and Germany was looted and plundered. It was an old-fashioned loot and plunder. And we crossed an ocean and invaded their continent and just killed them and stole everything and raped all their women. So that's what we have. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.